state of being a thief and enjoy that state. He thinks he's doing fine. Much better than if he went to work every morning and pushed a little button.
Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. All right, so I had a frog in my throat, not to be confused with Michigan J. If you got that, you did. If you didn't, you didn't. Today, we're going to talk about cartoonish predictions. Now, I feel as though I've talked about something similar to this. I think it was Twilight Zone as Rod Serling, looks like Sterling, but it's Sterling, that did the Twilight Zone fame. So, there's a show. You may or may not have heard of it. It's called The Simpsons. They've been around for a long time. One of my favorite shows. And they're credited for doing a lot of predictions. Now, you could, after you listen to this episode, you could look up Simpsons predictions, and there's a ton of them. I'm just going to talk about four of them and then also tie it into Neville. So recently, we had the submarine issue, the submarine that went to look for the Titanic that had an untimely demise. I didn't follow the story at all, so you probably know a lot more about this than I do, which is fine. But apparently The Simpsons did an episode where they went to look for the ruins of the Titanic in a submarine. Now, The Simpsons, just neither here nor there, just about the episode, about the program since I brought it up. I think the first season or two was really creepy, and then they kind of fell off after a while. I mean, they got to a point where they had like one or two good episodes a season, and they've been pretty unbearable the last couple seasons, so I haven't watched anything yet this year, and nor am I going to. But that's why I'm not familiar with that particular episode. So that's one prediction they're getting credit for. Trump as the president, believe it or not, they predicted Trump as the president. Now, that's what the folks say. There's a video out there. It looks fake to me. I don't remember ever actually seeing the episode. But if you remember, if you keep track of current events, I want to say it was June 2015 when Trump announced in Trump Towers that he was going to run for president, and he went down the escalator and did a talk and announced in front of a group of people, and some woman was holding up a sign and she dropped it, or maybe it was a girl. I don't know. But anyway, somebody did a Simpsons animation of that and said it was they completely predicted that, which is complete balderdash. What happened was, there was an episode where they placed themselves in the future, and one of the characters was president, and she made a reference of her predecessor, who was President Trump. Another one, this one I didn't really like. I actually did not watch The Simpsons for about 2 years after they aired this, but they predicted the Broncos being really bad. So since 2016, since they won their last Super Bowl about 7 years ago, they've been the most horrific team that I've ever seen. It seems to be more exciting to watch paint dry or the birds flying around outside. But basically, at the end of an episode, one of the lead characters said he wanted to buy one team, and the person he asked this of couldn't afford that team, so he gave him the Denver Broncos. And after they aired the particular episode, the Broncos won the next two Super Bowls in a row, which was great. But again, at the time, different states. I was a younger guy. I was super hothead. I was like, blank you guys. You're going to make fun of my team. I'm not going to watch your show. Again, who knows if they really felt anything or if they really care that I'm not watching now, but it is what it is. Now, that prediction's kind of weird. So they had the Broncos just being really bad. And again, they've been really bad since 2016. They were really bad from 1999 to about 2005. And they were pretty good for about a year or so. And then they were pretty bad from like 2006 to 2012, 2013. But enough about that. And then the final prediction is 9/11. They did an episode before 9/11 happened that took place in New York City, and they had a, you're looking at a magazine, and the Twin Towers were on there. And this one, I think, along with all of them, I think folks can say grasping at straws, kind of reverse engineer the episode and just kind of do a pattern recognition beside with what currently happened and make the prediction. What do you think? Maybe you don't like The Simpsons, never watched it, but do you think shows can predict the future? We know what Neville says about fiction and talks about different shows. And I mentioned the Titanic while talking about The Simpsons, how a young lady wrote a story, pretty much the Titanic story, and then that happened because they had no other choice. All right, that's that for today. If you want to say hi, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com or shoot me a text message. Hope you are doing something fun. And until next time, dream better than the best. You know?